To the left of the medal display is a large cabinet stretching along the wall and themed around Blandford's Militaria. Follow the exhibit from right to left, beginning with 19th and early 20th century soldiering. On the bottom right is a three-tiered display pedestal. On the top and middle levels are spent bullets of various calibres found during the excavation of Blandford's bypass in the 1970s. They are metallic and around an inch in length. On the bottom level, there are two buttons marked 13LD, worn by members of the 13th Light Dragoons, who were stationed at Camp Down, that's Kite's Farm, at the top of Blandford in 1807. Behind the pedestal, a display features local hero Jack Counter and includes his portrait, along with photos of his welcome by the Blandford mayor on his return from war in 1918. In front and to the right are three leather pouches about the size of your hand that resemble deflated balloons, and these are flasks for shot for 19th century firearms. In front are three powder flasks for priming the firearms, and they are a similar size and shape, but made of brass instead of leather. Above, a glass shelf holds gold shoulder scales worn by the rank-and-file members of the Blandford Troop. Behind, there is a warrant officer's ceremonial helmet belonging to S. W. Harrison of the Royal Engineer Services in 1915. It is navy blue with gold emblems and a gold spike on top, and to the right is its black metal hat box bearing Harrison's name. To the left is a pair of black binoculars from the Great War. Next to them are two officers' field cups, metal and with wraparound leather cases. They might have held tea, cocoa, or something stronger. Left of these, a card displays three men from Dorset Militia. Far left is Captain Farquharson, founder and commanding officer of the Blandford Troop of the Yeomanry Cavalry in the 1830s. In the middle is Cavalry Trooper Blandford, and far right is an officer of the Dorset Rifle Volunteers.
Britons once did loyally declaim about the way we rule the waves. Every Briton.
In 1899, Blandford Town Council debated whether to subscribe £5 towards supplying pipes and tobacco to soldiers departing to the Boer War. Evidently, the idea sprang from Britain's highest circles, as we have three red cigarette boxes with Queen Victoria's image and South Africa 1900 on the lid. The boxes were presented to troops by the Queen, and perhaps ours belonged to a Blandford man who went to fight for Queen and country during the Boer War in 1900. Two boxes have red lids and a blue edging, and all three lids carry the head of Queen Victoria.
Who's made her so? It's the soldiers of the Queen, my lad. Who's been, my lad? Who's seen, my lad?
On the bottom level are objects from the Great War. There are two medals awarded to Blandford people for military service, and the paybook of Private Fulford, a rifle bomber aged only 19. To the left again, we have two brass ashtrays made by Royal Engineers from the nose cones of shells. They resemble large egg cups, supported on legs made from .303 calibre rifle bullets. In front of the ashtrays is a large bronze medallion, 5 inches in diameter, showing Britannia and a lion. The inscriptions are, "He died for freedom and honour," and the name Walter Woodridge. These were called death pennies and were given to the fallen soldiers' next of kin from after the Great War until the 1930s. 1.3 million plaques were issued, using 450 tons of bronze. Next to this is a small white invitation card to attend a peace celebration for the end of the Great War, to be held at the Crown Hotel in 1920. To the left is a small tin gift box, which once contained chocolates made from cocoa grown in Trinidad, Grenada, and St. Lucia, and sent to His Majesty's naval and military forces. The tin is black with gold battleships on the front and is around 10 centimetres tall and 30 centimetres wide. Just behind is a war savings card to stick in stamps to the value of 15 shillings and sixpence, which would grow to 20 shillings, that's a pound, in 5 years. Standing behind, and in contrast to these non-military items, are two shell cases. The right-hand one comes from a £1 pom-pom gun, while the left one was from a £1.5 gun. Next to them is a wooden board which was strapped to an officer's knee in the trenches for surveying and note-taking.